Every enterprise has to deal with the same thing. As they get bigger, they have to become data center experts, hardware experts, clustering experts, everything just to run the basic necessities for an enterprise. They have to manage. Why don't we put it in the cloud? We're going to talk about Office 365 and what it brings to you and your developers on this episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. Welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm Jerry Nixon, and I'm here with Christine Matheny, one of my favorite technical evangelists over in California. We're going to be talking about and boiling down Office 365 to five things that you can think about to motivate you to consider what you may not have considered already. What everybody else is doing, and you're sitting there on your hands, and you should be doing yourself. Christine, thanks for being on the show. Before we even start talking about Office 365, tell us who you are.
I'm Christine. I'm a developer evangelist, just like you, Jerry. My favorite color is yellow. What do you want to know? I live in Silicon Valley. It's the best place to live.
Well, tell me this. Is being a technical evangelist perhaps the best job in the world?
I have the best job in the world. I get to go around, teach people how to build apps for Office, SharePoint, and teach little kids how to code. Like,
it's a dream come true.
Yeah.
Now, the O in Office 365, do you know what that stands for?
I would think it'd be Office. Do you agree?
O in Office. I said it as I asked you. Yeah. All right. So as we go from enterprise to enterprise, you know, here's the way it used to be. It used to be that we would be waiting for the next version of Windows to be released because that was the version that had some special type of clustering that would help us with our Exchange server. Or we would be waiting for that next version of Exchange.
Sounds really frustrating.
One. Oh, my gosh. It was the way it always was, though. And then there's extra pieces, you know, like how am I ever going to back up Exchange? Where am I going to – now I have to have off – you know, some sort of off-premises backup, and then I need some sort of recovery plan so this is duplicated on another location. And it really was a mess. And enterprises deal with this even today, right? It's very common for me to go into a business, and they have a plan in place around just email. Forget about everything
That's
else
painful.
For just a minute. And it's really brutal. I mean, if they have SharePoint, now all of a sudden they have to have a SQL server, they have to have a SQL admin, they got to have a whole other backup strategy around that as well. And it really is... it's brutal, to be honest. So Office 365, why is it so popular? Why is Microsoft having so much success around it? Because it solves so many real problems that businesses deal with. All right, but let's boil this in. I like the idea of what are the five reasons that you think people should care about Office 365 if they haven't really started to take it seriously yet?
So can we just say we're specifying developers specifically? We can talk about the general public and how awesome it is for the public, but I think this is more of a developer.
You're definitely not talking to my mom on this one, right? She's got a whole other five. Honestly, there's like 15 for her.
Yeah.
But, right. So, right, just for developers inside a business, right, they are there and they are like, well, I'm going to need to talk to my boss about this more and more because there's too much opportunity that we're missing out on. Let's talk about those guys and maybe even those developers who, you know, they have businesses maybe as a customer, but maybe they're independent and they're outside of an enterprise. Either way, let's talk their language.
So where do you want to start? You want to start with point five, with number five, the fifth reason?
Have you never watched David Letterman? Do you not know that you always start at the top? Yeah, absolutely. The top five reasons.
Perfect.
Number five, drum roll. And I'm curious, what would you say?
Number five, I'm going to say the hard stuff is already built. You want to work with the calendar? We got it covered. You want to check what your user's calendar and what appointments they have? Easy. You want to send emails? We got to take care of. Just call the API.
You know what? That's more realistic than you think. If developers, you've done this in the past using, say, something like Visual Studio Tools for Office, right? Mm-hmm. I've written several applications using Visual Studio Tools for Office, like big solutions. And those automation APIs into Office that's running on the desktop, that's one way to get things done, but it is a brutal and fragile way to do things because interacting with Office through those APIs, you can totally fake, you know, clicks and things like that to do it. Sometimes that's really nice. But the reality is that application model is difficult and it locks you into different versions of Office, and there are things that, and certainly you're running it on the desktop, you have this rich experience, but you don't have it on your phone anymore. You don't have it on all your mobile devices and things like that. And so all this stuff that you want to do, you might be thinking as a developer, hey, I know I can already do this with Visual Studio Tools for Office. Why are you talking to me about this? We're really talking about a broader reach as well. We're saying these APIs that you need to do even more advanced stuff, it's all just sitting there. And what's even better is, as much as the uptake was for Visual Studio Tools for Office, it really wasn't all that popular. Really, only larger enterprises could afford the learning curve to be able to do it. this is totally different. We're going to talk in just a minute about the APIs and how it's a very straightforward set of APIs and languages that we know and are really not just Microsoft specific. So,
and it's Office 365, so we don't have to worry about new versions of Office coming out that we have to relearn and use different APIs for.
If there's one thing Microsoft does right, it's backwards compatibility, right? Maybe not 100%, but compared to anything in the industry, we are rock stars on backwards compatibility. Yeah, that's terrific. All right, number five, because everything that you need is already there. Is that what you said?
Yep, the hard stuff is already built.
Yeah, the hard stuff's already built. That is actually excellent. All right, number four.
Number four, security compliance. We've got schools, government, healthcare, finance, all that's taken care of. You need to use this in your healthcare app. We've got all the HIPAA compliances you need. Schools typically are like, oh, can't see the data. Yeah. We've got it covered.
That's right. And it's such a common argument against cloud migration is, yeah, but I don't trust my data to go up there. And so a lot of people aren't aware of the work that Microsoft's doing to make sure that Azure is absolutely compliant in those areas, right? We're already seeing hospitals moving up. We're already seeing just you name it, right? Governments are moving up. And that's an important, or banks are moving in. I mean, it's really taking advantage of this where they couldn't maybe before. Let's look back 4 or 5 years, maybe even BPAWS years before Office 365. We're like, gosh, I don't know. You know, there's still some things that aren't quite right. Those conversations are dead because all of those security compliances now are really being addressed. Let's say 90% of all of the audience out there that's possibly listening to this has already been taken care of. There definitely are going to be edge cases, but on the whole, those conversations are old conversations they're sort of embarrassing to have. All right, so number five, all the hard stuff's built for you already. Number four, all the security stuff that you need to have in place, it's already there. What's number three?
Number three is growth of Office 365. More than 10 million users are using Office 365 since it started up in 2010. It's pretty cool.
And it's pretty awesome.
The chart's pretty amazing.
The chart looks like a hockey puck. It's like, wham! Yeah. It's incredible. And why not? I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out why, right? I mean, if you think about all the hardware that you have to buy inside an enterprise in order to maintain your email, it seems so stupid to even think about it, right?
Maybe and you then, like having your life be really hard. Maybe you like.
Right. Yeah, I guess, I mean, if you think about it, you are playing a lot of golf with salesmen and stuff like that, so you're going to miss out on a few of these things. But aside from that, what's the best thing for the company? What's the best thing for the business? Obviously, it's going to be able to focus on what you do well, right? I mean, if you're a company and your entire business model is around delivering email, then maybe that is the right thing for you. But if you're anything else, which is about everybody else, then you should get out of that business and let Microsoft handle it for you. We've already proven it with all of these other companies, all of these larger enterprises that have made tremendous. I mean, you can read the case studies on Office 365 that are just unbelievable. All of the advantages and all of the return on investment that they receive.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you take advantage of it? Perfect. I like that. I like that for sure. All right. So the growth of Office 365 is another one because you're not the outlier, right? You're not that early adopter. I'm a little worried. You know, it's kind of one of those things where I'm going to wait for Service Pack 1. We're in like Service Pack 4 million by now.
Totally.
I made that part up. But, you know, we're later than Service Pack 1. Okay. I got it. What's number two? We're really getting close. This is the penultimate. We're really getting close to the super duper reason. But what is
the second best part is that your apps that you build once run everywhere. So you build your app for Office on the desktop. It's also going to work on Office on or Outlook for the desktop. It works on Outlook online. You build an app for Excel on the desktop. It works in Excel online.
And it gets even better than that. Who would have guessed that the top apps, the top apps in iOS and the top apps in Android would end up being Microsoft apps, right? What a world we live in. It's unbelievable. But there you can go. You can go get OneNote and you can get Office, all the Office suite that you want on both Android, iOS, Windows Phone, Windows. I mean, you name it, right? It's all the way across. And the object model is different in Office 365, right? I'm building JavaScript applications, and the reason it's JavaScript isn't because we all love JavaScript. It's because JavaScript is universal. It'll run everywhere. So an app that I write or an add-in that I build for my email, let's say, is going to run for my users even if they're holding an iPhone, even if they're holding an Android, even if they're holding a Windows phone, even if they're running it you know, on the web, or if they're running the full fidelity client on the desktop. That is unbelievable. We've never had a story quite like that before. And I think that's one of the, that to me is perhaps the biggest reason, right? Developers should realize that they can deliver solutions back to their enterprise now that run everywhere, no limitations. We've never had any story like this before.
Yeah. And it's, everybody's got at least one of those three devices in their hand probably right now. So.
Yeah, that's right. All right. And the number one reason, the number one terrific
number
reason.
Number one. To is that start... you're, everybody knows this technology. It's HTML and JavaScript. If you can build a website, you can build an app. For
That's right. Even if you're a back-end developer, you do know HTML and JavaScript. Even if you're a C++ developer, we all cut our teeth on simple technologies like HTML, JavaScript, CSS, stuff like that, right? Just so we can start to learn it and kind of jump into it. So here we are presenting an unbelievable opportunity with an incredible object model, a credible development platform, all on technologies that it's a guarantee every business has developers that already have these skills mastered.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if they don't, they're some of the easiest to master as well.
Yep. We've got high school students hacking and building apps with HTML JavaScript freshman year of high school. So if they can do it, all the developers can as well.
You would think so, for sure. There's a lot of events going on and a lot of them coming up as well. Mm-hmm. If you go to msevents.com, Microsoft Events, you can start finding Office 365 camps probably coming to a town near you. And I know you're involved in those, Christine. I'm involved in some of them with you as well.
We've got 12 across the country.
So if you're just wondering where to start, that's a fun way to get kind of a hands-on experience and learn from some people who are fun to listen to, for sure. How many across the country?
12 across the country, and we've also got an MBA that'll go live soon.
I love Microsoft Virtual Academy. Office365.com, there's a full developer section as well. You can get started today. All the developer tools are free. All the developer environment is free. You can start building them yourself. There's a store as well. If you start building applications and they're not just for a dedicated enterprise, you can put them out in the public. You can even monetize those if you want to sell them as well. So a lot of neat opportunities around Office 365 for developers to be able to really make something, make a business out of it if it's not about just their enterprise they're working for. A lot of neat things.
Excited to see where it goes next.
What are you going to build? Are you building something for Office 365? You have the next thing and I go to the store and find yours? Are you?
Well, you need to, so I have a tiara, another tiara. And every time I get an email, it's going to light up.
I love it.
So
where are the lights?
I'm adding LEDs back here, and I'm going to – I'm working on it still. They got lost in transit.
I love it.
But using the Outlook API, I can tell when I get a new message, and when I get a message that says light up tiara, it's going to light up my tiara. So check back.
Now, not the last thing you need is somebody with a bunch of ideas trying to cloud this with you. Now – doesn't that mean that everybody around you will know you got an email except you because it's on your head?
It's the point.
It's like, just proving it can be done, Jerry. Stop picking it apart.
It's supposed to be whimsical. Whimsical and fun. Like,
it is. I can't wait to wear it.
Should I watch your inbox and just make we can video chat?
Oh, that would be incredible. Based on the person near you, you can tell them if they got an email. Oh, no. Then all you do is raise stress when you walk into the room. All right, developers, if you're watching this and you've been thinking about Office 365 and you're wondering, what's all this hype about? This is what it's about. With JavaScript and HTML, you can start building add-ins and apps on top of Office 365 that run across every single device that anyone in your company already starts using. We've already erased all of the boundaries or all the barriers that were there, right, that kept people from getting into it. So if you had security considerations and all these other pieces, and when it comes to the savings as far as monetarily, it's off the charts. Why is Office 365 so popular? Not only because it's easy to build apps, but also because it solves so many problems that so many businesses have to deal with today. Christine, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, Jerry. I had a great time.
Yeah. We'll see you again.